Good morning, Lafayette. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. My name is Olivia Hill, and this is The Good Stuff. You probably can't tell from my voice, although maybe you can, that I'm exhausted because I have a terrible habit of drinking a lot of water before bed, so I always wake up in the middle of the night to pee, and last night, I could not fall back asleep, so for about an hour from 2:30 to 3:30 a.m., I was just up and doing nothing and trying to fall back asleep, and it wasn't working, so I was honestly considering not even coming this morning, canceling on my, I'm sure, plentiful, dedicated listeners. But here I am, and I realized after last time that I didn't read any public service announcements, so I've decided today that I'm just going to read four right off the bat, really quickly, get it over with. All right. There's only one way to tell if you've cooked meat and poultry to a bacteria-killing temperature. Use a food thermometer. Roughly 3,000 Americans will die from food poisoning this year, but you can keep your family safer by using a food thermometer every time. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov, brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ag Council. Use different cutting boards so that bacteria in raw... Oh, there's a theme. So that bacteria in raw meats and seafood and their juices doesn't touch prep surfaces or other foods like veggies. Roughly 3,000 Americans will die from food poisoning this year. I feel like I've heard that before. But you can keep your family safer by separating raw meats and seafood from other foods. Check your food steps at foodsafety.gov, brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ag Council. And then a couple more we got. When burning outdoors, remember, if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave. Always burn responsibly. Brought to you by the Ag Council, U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and Smokey Bear. To learn more, visit smokeybear.com. Only you can prevent wildfires. And last but not least, if you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented. A public service message brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, and your state forester, and the Ag Council. Learn more at smokeybear.com. Only you can prevent wildfires. All right. So, in the lineup today, I've got, to start off, I've got a request from my mom, a request from my dad, and a request from my sister that I've played already, but because she doesn't really like any of the music I play, I have a very limited selection of what can please her, so we're going to hear that again. I don't plan on interrupting the set much today because, honestly, I might even just fall asleep in here. No, I won't do that. So, yeah, that's about all I have to say at this point. At least it's Friday. I'll probably take a nap later, which is very unlike me, but, you know, you got to do something to get through the day. So here we go. I'm going to start you off with 10,000 Emerald Pools from Borns. Remember, they were here last year, and nobody knew who they were, but they've got a couple great songs, and this is definitely one of them, so enjoy.
Down to the bottom, were born before the wind. Also younger than the sun. Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sail into the mystic. Oh, can I hear the sailors cry? Smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. I don't have to fear that I wanna rock your gypsy soul. Just like way back in the days of old. Yeah, magnificently we will fold into the mystic. You know I will be coming home. And when that foghorn whistle blows, I gotta hear it. I don't have to fear it. And I wanna rock your gypsy soul. Just like way back in the day of the road. And together we will fly. Come on, girl.
Love you.
is broken by cloud. See the tuna fleets clearing the sea out. See the bedwind fires up loud. See the oil fields up for slide.
It is a beautiful day, actually. I was expecting it to be a lot colder, but it's actually 75 degrees, and I'm wearing leggings, which probably wasn't the best idea. So anyway, I'm going to give a brief shout-out to my most dedicated listeners, my mom's fourth grade class at Somers Intermediate School. You guys are the best, all right? And I want you to enjoy your Friday and be nice to each other and certainly be nice to my mom, okay? Thank you guys so much for listening all the time. Really makes me feel good. And so I'm going to play for you now a song you all probably know, hopefully, because I don't know if I have many songs you all know, but this one's a classic. So thank you guys again. Love you, Mama. Be nice to each other. Enjoy your Friday.
winter's day. In a deep and dark December, I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below, on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. I am a rock, deep and mighty, that none may penetrate. I have no need of friendship. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock. Talk of love. Well, I've heard the word before. It's sleeping in my memory. I won't disturb the slumber of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. In my womb, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock, I am an island. And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries.
Don't you love her ways?
That song always reminds me of Forrest Gump. I guess I could say that about every song in Forrest Gump, because when I hear the songs, I think of nothing else but the movie. I've been trying to place exactly where in the movie that song plays. It definitely, Jenny is definitely on screen. That's what I know. I think it might be the time when she's snorting some coke in that club. And so, yeah. I'm just here to remind you right now that you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. It's kind of odd because 104.9, back where I live, is a different station. Well, I mean, obviously, but it's a station I used to listen to, so that's very coincidental. Anyway, I've got a handful more songs on the lineup for you this morning. It's going to be pretty calm until I play a little Aerosmith and got some good screams in there. My sisters and I used to sing this Dream On, it is. And when he screams at the end, oh my god, we thought it was the funniest thing. So that's, I guess, all I have for you. Keep listening if you're listening in the first place. And if not, then you can't hear me right now. All right. So next up, I've got some Cake. I could go for some Cake. And then I've got some 10,000 Maniacs and the Police. And we'll take it from there. All right. We'll be right back.
I never dreamed that I'd lose somebody like you.
Alrighty, so, I have one more song to play today. It's a long one, so I've left myself a little bit of time. Monday is my birthday. Not that anyone has to go out of their way to do anything special for me, but that's the reason I'm playing this next song, which I'm guessing I'll say is my favorite song of the moment. I've definitely played it here before because it is my favorite song. But yeah, so that'll be the lesson for today. I'm going to remind you one more time that you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been The Good Stuff with me, Olivia Hill. And this next song is some Guns N' Roses for you. So TGIF, and make the most of your Friday, and have a safe and happy weekend.